Stretch to life. All right, good morning, Lagos. 9 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcoming you to the show. It's What's Up, Lagos? My name is Mary Anacon. And of course, don't worry, Stretch is here. He's here. He's just around the corner. But good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Thursday already. And guess what? It's the first day in the month of December. Now, so we don't come reach the end of the month. Wow, how has 2022 been? Like, sincerely, let's just do a little bit of like a reflection this morning. You know what? That's what we're going to be musing on this morning. We're just going to be musing on 2022 so far. But welcome to the show. My name is Mary Anacon. I never do this alone. My tall, dark and handsome Stretch Original is going to be here with me in the studio till 12 o'clock. As usual, these will be the best 2 hours of your day. I promise you, and you can take that to the bank because we have the best conversation Lagos has ever had on this particular dial. It's the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station and two of the craziest, very, very intelligent people, if I do say so myself, on this belt. Because it's Thursday, as usual, you know, we always have our lawyer girl in the studio. And today we're going to be talking about the illegality of marriages in Nigeria. Because a lot of people get married and you really don't know how legal those marriages are. So we're going to talk about the legalities of marriages in Nigeria today. But our musing at the first part of this morning's show is going to be on 2022. But before we do that, you know how we do it. We start off with Sound Off.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Baduba, has been arraigned before an Ogun magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
All right, this is Sound Off. So, quickly, I'm not going to waste time on this. I have realized that before it gets to election season, we see more and more, in quote, hoodlums burning down INEC offices, destroying INEC election materials. But then we're the same people who are on Twitter, we're the same people in beer parlors, we're the same people in town halls screaming about the fact that, you know, INEC is not doing its job. We're not certain if we're going to have free, fair and credible elections. How are we going to have that if you're destroying election materials? You're also making sure that people's PVCs do not get to them. How do we have free, fair and credible elections in Nigeria? How can these elections be transparent if we, because you can't tell me that we imported people from Niger or from, we imported people from, let's say, Chad to come and burn INEC offices in Ebonyi, to destroy election materials. These people are not imported. They're Nigerians. So what are we thinking? I'm really curious. Even though the INEC boss has come out to say that, you know what, nothing's going to stop INEC from conducting free, fair and credible elections, even if it means them reprinting those PVCs. But of course, that's extra cost and it's going to take time. So I'm just going to appeal to this Sound Off is for you. We're not talking about politicians today. We're talking about us Nigerians. If we're all craving for a good Nigeria, we want something good for not just us, but the children and the generations coming after us. Why are we also part of the people who are destroying what would be the legacy that we want to keep for those children? Well, the ones that say Nigeria no one better, who swear for us? But you that is going, whoever pays you, whoever rocks your boat, you that is taking that money, you who's thinking to yourself that it is a bright idea to commit arson, and not just anywhere else, but an at an electoral office. Shame on you. Shame on you. Because you are the joke. No, it's not us. You are the joke. You, that person that is saying that, they give you money, so you want to perpetrate acts of violence. You're the joke. The joke is on you, unfortunately. Because you see, when those people that gave you money, those people that are your orgas, the people that send you, once they're done with you, they abandon you. Do you realize that? And that little money you took to burn down INEC office or to destroy electoral materials, that's where it ends, though. Because you see, the thing is, when you need them, they will not be available. But if you allow the electoral process to take its course, sir, ma, whoever you are, you will be able to hold these people to account. Well, which mouth are you going to use to hold them account when you are the perpetrators of the acts of violence against your own country? Shame on you again, I say. If we really want Nigeria to be the Nigeria of our dreams, that one that we want, we keep comparing ourselves. But then we need to do some self-search, some soul-searching. And let's look within ourselves. Because I always say, they don't import people that come to cause all the trouble in Nigeria. A Niger Republic man will not come and grab our ballot box. Neither will a Cameroonian or nor a South African. Nigeria's problems are caused by Nigerians. And if you stop taking those monies from those guys who are telling you, go and destroy the office, go and burn it, go and set it ablaze, maybe they will also realize that it's either they shape up and do the job that they're applying for, or they get out. But until then, this thing that we're doing, joke's on you. And that sound off. And that's word. If you are not wise in Lagos, Baba, you're never gonna be wise. 19 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. It's still What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's time for our musings this morning. Yes, and we are asking you to take a good look back at 2022 and how it has treated you. How has 2022 been for you? Because you see, this is the last month. We are in a few days going to be saying Happy New Year and welcoming 2023. It used to sound very far-fetched, but now 2023 is like literally just around the corner, like 29 to 30 days away from today. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about 2022. How has it been? How have you fared? The good, the bad, the ugly, and what you're grateful for. Let's just muse about 2022. That's what I'm going to do for now, for our musings. I want to talk about something else, but we'll talk about it tomorrow. But let's just take a good look, you know, at 2022 and all that you've accomplished, or what you didn't, but what you were able to come through, how you, you know, were able to make it. Because you see, in Lagos, every day, going out and coming back home, safe, sound, is like an accomplishment of sorts. You know, you need to do like Thanksgiving service after every one of it. So I'm asking, how has 2022 treated you? Let's talk about it this morning. We're musing. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. And we want you to join the conversation with us this morning. All right. If you are a lady, call 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. And you can tweet at Nigeria Info FM with the hashtag What's Up Lagos. And you can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Let's just, you know, reminisce. Let's just throw back to January all the way down to just last month, November. That was like yesterday, you know. Let's talk about it. All right, the phone lines are open. Let's do some musing this morning. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning. Cheers to life.
Good morning,
I'm so sorry, honey. You have to call me back. Your line is really bad. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio. Please. And this goes to everybody. Please turn off your radio when you call us. Hello. All right, turn off your radio and call me back. It's very easy. Once you know that the call is going through, turn down the volume of your radio. That way, I can hear you and you can hear me. How about that? Yeah, that can work. Okay. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Maya. I'm Mercy from Ikorodu.
Ikorodu that kidnapped Stretch. I'm not the one. Are we sure? Are we there?
Happy new month.
Same to you, darling. So, how has 2022 been?
Yeah, thank you. So, my 2020, I really thank God.
2022.
I really thank God for everything. Just that devil wants to show off his ugly head just this last month, but I give God all the glory.
Victory at the end of the day.
That November, I cannot even figure out. That November, dog bites me in my customer place.
God.
On the 1st of this, that last month, I went to pick up clothes from customer place. I didn't know that they released that dog. And they didn't lock the gate. As I opened gate like this, the two dogs rushed me like this.
But are you feeling better now?
Yeah, I'm under treatment. So it's not that much. So I'm still under the treatment. So I give God all the glory.
Thank God.
Just 3 days ago, I have a fair victim again. I went to buy. We have to go.
I'm so sorry. We have to go because thank you, Mercy, for calling. We have to go for a quick break. And when we come back, we're still musing on 2022. Latara. All right, 38 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcoming you again to What's Up Lagos. In case you do not know, this is the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station. And we're broadcasting live from Itumiyang Crescent this morning. Now, we're talking about 2022. We're just, you know, taking a look back at how the year has been for all of us. And of course, I'm sure that we all have stories to tell. So I'm just asking you how the year has treated you, you know. How has 2022 been for you? Because, you know, we're like literally coming to the end of the year. This is the last month. What are you most grateful for as the year draws to a close? And tell me about it. Somebody told us that she got bitten by a dog, but then she's getting better. And I'm sure some people have big, big stories to tell us this morning. But we're just reminiscing, and then let's just have a little testimony service, for the want of a better way to describe it, this morning. For the next few minutes, 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Or better still, you can call if you're a lady, 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. Tweet at NigeriaInfoFM with the hashtag WhatsAppLagos, or send us a WhatsApp message. We would love to hear from you this morning. Hello, good morning, WhatsApp Lagos. Oh dear, please call us back if that was you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? I'll take you to Lagos.
Yeah. Cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you.
God bless you too. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
My name is Sunday. I'm calling from Bariga.
Sunday. Tell us, how has 2022 been?
Pardon?
How has 2022 been for you?
My day is so difficult. But I thank God for life. Because that was what I told these people 2019, when some people collected, even my wife and I, we went to vote, somebody gave me 1,000. Then I called him, I said, for what? Before God and man. Even up till today, when he sees me, he doesn't know what to do. I told him, how long will I spend this 1,000 naira? How long? And will this continue, my own generation continue with this? And today, this is where we are. So I plead with Nigerians, let us know the right thing to do so that our own generation will not suffer the consequences of what we lay down for them. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. But just note, we don't talk about our musings. We don't take responses on, you know, concerning our musings. I'm just putting it out there. Okay, we have about 7 more minutes, and we're doing a little testimony service this morning. How about that? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Better.
Yes.
Yeah. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Just yes. Life.
Calm down.
What's your name?
My name is Victor.
Okay, Victor, go ahead.
My own 2022 is that a good man, somebody, story, story this thing, what do you call where someone who be say made a choose for school? Remember me.
I don't know what you're talking about, though. What is that one you say make you study for school? Victor, please call me back, all right? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry about that. If that was you, please call me back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Kingsley, calling from Jakonde.
Hi, Kingsley.
My testimony about this 2022 is that God no go allow us beg the chop. For my life, never see a year would be like this. Mama, every year, even if you talk for somebody, they're going to see you like, say, you be criminal. This year was no trust this year for light and life. Both woman, man, everybody, just they struggle to survive. I just believe this year just work out come out.
So no good thing has happened. No good thing has happened for you this year at all.
Ah, Mama, if you have to tell you now, I didn't hide good thing again.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. Interesting. Let's take a call from Lady. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Hey, first time calling. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Choma. I'm calling from Okota.
Hey, Choma. Okay, Choma. How has 2022 been?
2022 has been full of ups and downs, but we thank God. Yeah. 2022 was that year. It was a really long year for me, but I'm so grateful that I'm alive, my family and everything.
Oh, that's the most important.
School and absolutely frustrated my life, you know.
Oh, my dear. But school is back in session,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, school is back in session. We give God all that glory.
Do you remember anything? Anything that they have been doing revision on, do you remember anything? Just to be sure.
Even though lots of things have gone.
Okay. All right, Chema, thanks a lot for calling. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello, anybody home? Okay, call me back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Otunogo?
Hey, what's up, Otunogo? Good morning.
Morning. Happy New Month.
Same to you. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Miriam. Mm-hmm. You know, I always give update of people's birthday.
Yes, hello, our birthday calendar.
I am not going to forget my own now.
Is it your birthday?
No, my birthday is on the 24th of December.
Hey, why are we doing the party? Ted Mainland.
No, countdown. We're doing countdown. No, the thing is that na village I go day by day. No.
Why are you like this? Why?
You know, I'm a family head. So every December I must be in the village.
No problem. We chat up boss and come to
Victor
the village.
Victor is your brother. Oh.
Sorry?
Victor. The guy from Barigana, Victor, that caller that you say you don't understand. What they say, you remind him of something. No,
I couldn't remember. He said the governor said they should do something.
I said now your brother, and he's the caller of the year for Nigeria Info. That guy,
Victor from Bariga.
Much. Victor is too much. I'm telling you,
Nigeria Info. Yeah. Have you heard?
2022. Miriam, you get as it be, but we had to thank God. I'm telling you, I thank God for Nigeria Info. I thank God for our caller. I thank God for, you know, one Mr. Tony, the guy based in U.S., and one Madam Joy, they are just there for me and my family. I'm telling you, we are not related, though. Not only just on the phone like this to talk. Especially that guy from U.S., that Madam Joy, they are always there for me and my children. I want to thank God for their life. Thank God for Nigeria. I'm telling you, they make me going. So many things, but with Nigeria Info, oh my gosh.
Glad to be of service.
I'm telling you, nothing to you guys, Miriam. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. I'll take one last call and then we'll go to the messages. Don't forget, you can tweet at Nigeria Info with the hashtag WhatsUpLagos. That's Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. And you can send us a WhatsApp message letting us know how 2022 has treated you. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. And if you're a lady, call 01-465-7190. That's 01 0845 657 1190. Here we go. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, my girls are calling. Stress to life. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning. Good morning.
Morning.
My name is Echo.
Your name is what?
My name is Echo.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I'm grateful to God for life, for my life. God has saved my life from January to this hour. I'm very grateful. My family too. I want to thank him for doing that. And I want to thank God also for my friends. God has done a lot to me this year. He has answered many, 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 many of my prayers. And I'm grateful.
We're grateful. Well, I rejoice with you because, you know, everybody doesn't have the same, you know, experience from 2022. I think Epo is a man, but you sounded like a lady. I'm so sorry. Sorry, I apologize. I thought you were a lady. Someone here says, I'm grateful for life, health, and family. When I resigned my appointment in 2019 to start my own business, I had doubts and fear. I was left with debts and loans from a bank. Today, the loan has been paid and school fees of my daughter sorted. My rent for next year is ready, something I couldn't boast of for a while I was on paid employment. God is indeed being faithful and have more than enough I can afford to even give people. Wow, that's a good one for you in 2022. Wow, good. Congratulations. This one says, it's been an amazing year for me considering what I went through last year. I'd rather see my cup as half full, looking forward to a better year ahead. Muhyiddin, thank you so much for your message. I'm going to read one more message. And then we'll be wrapping things up because we have more to come on the show today. Okay, Info Girl is here with her very cute hair. This one says, what's up, Lagos? 2022 now, refocus, yo. 2022, I was employed. It was not easy. 2022 now, yeah, I found my future wife and I'm happy. Gift from Sri Larry. Congratulations to you, Gift. Not be everybody defined missing Reeb. You got yours. Congratulations. So, guys, that's the end of our 7 minutes testimony service. We have to go for a break. InfoGirl is here. And right after that, on the other side of the clock, we'll be talking about the legality of marriages in Nigeria. And our lawyer girl will be here. It's 6 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour and it's still WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. We will be talking about the legality of marriages in Nigeria. Yes. We're going to be talking about that in a bit. As soon as our lawyer girl is here in the studio, we'll get to that. But before that, we were talking about 2022. We're taking a look at what, you know, and how it's been. You know, the punches that it's thrown at us, the curves, you know, that it has thrown at us, and how we've all been able to come out strong. You know, some people have said it's been really, really tough, really tough, really tough. For some people, it's been up, it's been down. For some other people, they're just happy to be alive. Now, what's your own? Well, our lawyer girl is here finally. She was stuck in traffic. Well, I'm glad that you beat traffic. You finally beat it. And now you're here, praise God. She's here, so we'll just go straight into the conversation. All right. And you know that if you live in Lagos, you have to factor in traffic, some little hiccups here and there. No matter how early you leave home, there's always something. I don't know how to categorize the traffic and the demons on on Lagos Express. But we're glad that she's here. Well, Olamide Onifade is a real estate lawyer, and she's also a family lawyer. She's breathing very hard because she had to jump up the stairs to get into the studio. Thank goodness that she's here. So we're going to be talking about the legality of marriages in Nigeria. You see, a lot of people say, I'm now, it's official. They show you the ring, it's official. I'm now Mrs. This or Mr. That. But then how legal and how binding is that marriage? Well, Olamide is going to break it down. I don't know what angle she's taking it from, but I'm just going to open the floor for her. Olamide, it's good to have you join us in the studio. Just breathe. I know how Lagos can be. Trust me. I was in the traffic this morning too.
Traffic on Third Mainland this morning was exceptional.
Ah, it's okay.
Actually, I thought I was going to get here like 11:30.
Really? It's a miracle.
So I don't know what happened this morning.
Yeah, I sent some angels your way. But let's go into this conversation. I'm curious to know where you're coming from, because I'm thinking that if I go to a registry and I get married, that piece of paper that they give to me makes it legal. If I marry in a church that is certified or registered with the registry of whatever state I'm in, and they give me a certificate that has a stamp from the registry, does that not make my marriage legal? I'm a layman now. I'm asking these questions because I need answers. And what exactly do you mean by the legality of marriages in Nigeria?
Actually, the validity of marriage.
Validity. Okay,
so to start with, remember, I think the last time, some few weeks ago, we talked about inheritance. And I linked it with marriage. So I thought it was pertinent to take this topic so people can understand how it connects.
And marry both. Okay.
Now, there are three types of marriage recognized in Nigeria, and they're all legal. And as I've said before, it's just character and consequences. So the first one is a statutory marriage, the second one is customary marriage, and the third one is Islamic marriage. They are all legal.
Okay, so none is illegal?
No.
They're all legal in their different ways.
So when people say, I just conducted illegal marriage, making reference to statutory marriage, they're in error. They're all legal. However, the character and consequences are different. Now, why it is very important that you understand how valid your marriage is because it's closely linked to inheritance. And if in any way your marriage is not valid, it can affect a lot of things.
How?
And what makes it even interesting is that third parties can use the invalidity of your marriage against you, even in death.
Really?
Okay, let me explain that. So, if, for instance, Mr. A and Mrs. B got married in 1990, and for one reason or the other, the marriage is invalid, and probably Mr. A dies, and Mrs. A is claiming part of the inheritance, the probably has children outside of that marriage, or the family members can actually come up to say, for so reasons, the marriage that was contracted in 1990 is invalid. And so for that reason, you cannot claim to be a statutory wife. Once they can prove it. So death does not end it. Okay, so which one do you want me to start with? Statutory marriage?
Let's start with this statutory marriage because, okay. I mean, for obvious reasons.
Okay, so there are a lot of requirements, there are a lot of essentials that the law makes compulsory before your marriage is valid. The first is age. Under the Marriage Act, it says 21. Marriage, it didn't define marriageable age. But when it was making reference to consent, parental consent, he said if you're 21 and below, you must get parental consent.
Really? So at 21, I can't just get married?
No, except you've been a widow or a widower. So, but under the Child Rights Act, defines a child to be anybody below the age of 18. So, for all intents and purposes, we always make reference to the Child Rights Act.
Okay.
To say, okay, 18. So under, so you have to be 18 years and older before you can contract a valid marriage in Nigeria.
Okay.
So if you're a day below 18, that marriage is void.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And the second is affinity and consanguinity. That is relationship by blood or marriage. You can't, Marianne, if you want to get married, you can't get married to your brother, your uncle, your cousin. There's a, if you look at the Marriage Act, there's there are about 20 people that you can't get married to. Then you can also get married to your previous husband if you are a divorcee.
So hold on. We see it in movies. We hear it that, you know, a dead man's elder brother or younger brother can inherit his wife's, his brother's wife. We hear it. But you're saying that constitutionally?
No, it's not. Even the law, it's outrageous. So,
but it's happening.
Well, under customary law, not under the statutory law.
Really?
Yes. Welcome, sir.
Go ahead. Okay, so under the statutory law...
Yes, you can't. So there's a certain degree of people that you cannot get married to. Quite a few. So I wouldn't go into that, but there are quite a number. So by marriage, by relationship, by blood, you cannot.
Wow.
Third is previous marriage, the issue of previous marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So... I know you say, So, if Stretch gets married to three women under native land custom of his people.
I'm always the wrong example.
That's enjoyment now. Three women. Okay, so if Stretch decides to get married to three people, three women, and maybe for some reason, Marianne is the one he loves most.
I am.
And Marianne was able to talk to him that, make me the legal wife now, as people make reference to, thinking that the statutory marriage is all that makes you legal. And they go to the marriage registry. That marriage is void. Is null and void. If you want to be a part of a statutory marriage, marriage under the act recognized by Nigerian law, you must, either of the parties must not be previously married, whether under customary law or under the act.
Really? Mm-mm. So he's married his first, then married the second. So you're telling me in all three of us, it's the first woman whose marriage is legal?
No. All three are legal.
But?
But the moment he now wants to take a step to marry one of them, under the
another
so if he was he married through the customary
hold on if Stretch marries Marianne and Olamide
customarily
our marriage is valid because under the native I was going to come to native land custom under the native land custom it is polygamy is recognized but statutory marriage is monogamous.
Okay.
So if you now want to take one of your wives, you have to dissolve that customary marriage.
Okay.
You know some men, they marry their wife under customary law, native land custom. And somehow they just bring on girl and take her to the registry. And the girl is brandishing her rings.
Meanwhile, her marriage is void.
It's void, rather. Yeah.
So, again, I want to paint a picture because I want the listeners to understand.
Yes.
Stretch marries me as the first wife.
Yes.
Amen.
Now, this time, statutorily, okay? And then leaves me... and
statutorily?
I'm painting another picture. Yeah. Then brings Olamide in again, statutorily. Does it void the first marriage?
Void. You can't have two statutory.
I wanted to...
It's the second one that is void. The first one sits subsist. Insofar, there's no divorce.
So you must divorce the first
wife. So you're not allowed to marry...
More than one.
Yes, at any time. Whether under customary law or statutorily. You know, some people think that because it's a customary marriage, they can go take another woman to the registry. Do you understand? Thinking that customary marriage does not make any impact. It does. So that second wife who went to the registry with that man's marriage is void. It never happened in the eyes of the Lord. It's a nullity.
Yeah.
So if, for instance, Stretch now grows older in life, let me say, go to like maybe 120. And you now, die. And the second wife is now claiming, because she's the one that you took to registry, to say, I'm the legal wife, I'm the one entitled to all of that. Even if the first wife, right, is also gone, she's late, her children can come in and invalidate that marriage. That no. By the time our father took you to the registry, the marriage between our mother and our father was still subsisting. So insofar you do not divorce the first wife, your second marriage is invalid.
So these cases where people say, oh, I'm separated from my wife and the children.
No.
I've now taken a new wife and we're living in America, for example. So that means that new wife in America is invalid.
Yes. Now, there has to be a divorce. So if the first marriage was contracted under the native land custom, you have to divorce her under native land custom.
So you can't just do...
Separation is not divorce under native land
custom. Wait, native land custom has divorce?
Yes. There are two ways.
Yes. Okay.
The first one is to return the bride price.
Okay.
Or go to the customary court to have a divorce. There's a customary court in every state of Nigeria.
Yes, absolutely.
You're supposed to do that. So a woman just carrying her things and leaving the home under the native land custom does not end that marriage. She knows her right.
So no matter what happens,
even if it's for 30 years,
if
they know what they are doing, and I've seen it in court too, you'll be shocked. So, and under statutory, if the first marriage was contracted under the Marriage Act, which is a statutory marriage, there's only one way that you can end that marriage. And it's divorce in the High Court of any state in Nigeria. It doesn't have to be your state.
Yeah, or where
so you
got married.
You can reside in Lagos, got married in Kaduna, and go to your state. But it has to be the High Court of any state in Nigeria. And there has to be a decree absolute.
What does that mean in English?
There are two stages. The first stage is the decree nisi, where, of course, the court has pronounced you separated, but there has to be 3 months between that decree nisi and decree absolute. So if anything happens between, if any intervening circumstances happens between decree nisi and decree absolute, then that marriage, it has not been dissolved. And intervening could be death of either of the party. So if at the time there's a decree nisi, the husband dies, the woman is still legally married to the, and if there's no will, she will partake in the administration of the estate of that man.
Wow.
But, and even couples, even after the decree nisi, they might say, we don't want to go ahead. And that's it. That's the end of it.
So, quickly now, decree nisi and decree absolute. What's decree nisi?
That's the first stage.
First stage
of pronouncement, yes. But it's just temporary.
And there has to be, what's the time in between the two decrees?
3 months.
3 months.
Yes.
So, after this.
Now, the trick is, if you get married one day to the day the court will declare the decree absolute, that marriage is invalid.
It's also invalid.
I know we referred to that sometime along.
Yes. Well, we have to go for a quick break. When we come back, this conversation is so sweet. In case you know you like to be marry. This conversation is for you. We'll be right back. Do you know Bode Thomas? Well, welcome back. It's still What's Up Lagos. We've been having a heated argument here behind the scenes because Stretch has married too many wives now. He has problems.
Yeah, blame it on me. I perish.
Well, we're still talking about the validity of marriages in Nigeria. I am Mary Anacon. He's Stretch. We still have Olamide Onifade, who is a real estate lawyer and a family lawyer, and today she's wearing the family lawyer hat because we've been talking about the validity of marriages. And before we went on that break, we put a lot of people, you know, on their toes. Some people are biting their fingernails now. Join the conversation. We need you to join the conversation. We're live streaming on YouTube, on youtube.com/Nigeria Info. Join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. We'd like to hear from you. If you have questions, you got comments, you want to hear from us, we want to hear from you, rather. And you can ask the lawyer because she's here ready. But then before we went to that break, Olamide, you were trying to tell us about the different, the point between when a man says, I'm seeking for a divorce, and when the divorce is final. Yeah. You're saying even if it's a day or a few hours before the finality of that divorce,
and he can't get married.
He weds
you can't
a lady.
Get married.
Yes, you can't. Because it will be invalid.
Yes, it will be invalid, whether under the customary law or under the statute.
And I don't think people actually know this.
Okay, so
that's why we're having this conversation.
Okay, so I had something very close. So somebody came to me and said, there's this issue, administration of estates. She's the, what's it called? She's the legal wife, and the husband strayed by impregnating another woman. And the woman is now coming to demand for half of the estate.
Okay.
The concubine.
Yes.
With one child is coming in to demand for half of the estate.
Uh-huh.
So, and I said, no, this is, I told her, like, but something, you know, as I was stepping out of that place, I just went back and I said, madam, if I recall quickly, you said this man was married previously, before he married.
Uh-huh. Mm.
I said, are you sure, right, that that marriage was conclusive before you married him? She said she was super sure.
Ah. Was dissolved.
Yes.
Okay.
But by the time these people brought in their court process, we found out.
It was only one that was done?
No, you know what happened? Mm-hmm. The first wife, they were in court, they divorced, but she did not wait for the decree absolutes to come out before they went to the registry for the second marriage. Okay. Right? So now, supposedly, she is the legal wife.
Did it eventually come out?
It did.
Okay, so
but her marriage predated that decree absolute by some few months.
Okay.
Right? Now, the concubine had, she had knowledge of that.
Oh.
Do you understand? Because there were some people in the husband's family who was working with the concubine.
Right?
The husband now passed. Concubine is now saying, we are both concubines.
Hey.
Because your marriage, for all intents and purposes, is not valid. So what happens in that instance? If from the face of it, both the second wife's marriage is invalid, then she cannot claim the status of the statutory wife.
Even after living with him for
20 something years, she has grown children and all of that. Now, the claim of the concubine is the estate is not going to be split.
Because they are both concubines.
They are all concubines. So there's no, you know, under the administration of estate law, she would have been protected if she fell under the legal, the statutory status. But now both of them are concubines. And now, under the Yoruba native law and custom, there are two ways you divide property.
Idili?
Idigi or Oriojuri.
Okay. And Idigi... English, please.
Okay. Idigi is by branch.
Mm-hmm.
Oriojuri is equally amongst the children.
Aha.
But in most families, I don't know why, it's an injustice to me, but they always prefer the Idigi, the branch. So it's according to the number of women, not according to the number of children.
Mm.
So now she's coming
as
one child against the woman.
So if the other one has 16 children,
they don't care.
They share equally.
Yes.
You split amongst your children.
You said what?
You split among your children. If you have 12 children, it's your issue.
No, if there are no branches, just one woman, then it's going to be Oriojuri amongst the children. But the moment he has more than one wife, it reverts to the branch. So if one woman, concubine that just came straight in, had one against a woman
that's married and stayed that long. So
that's 16.
Wow. So the one that has, they both share it into equal parts.
So the concubine is also claiming that she was, they paid a bride price.
Okay.
So if the woman was married under the act, then that other woman's marriage will be invalid. The customary, but because her own marriage is invalid, then both of them, they have the status of customary wives.
So does the court not have any leniency when you know the process? The process, I mean, the person that died meant to dissolve this because he had gone through the process and before he started this.
I'm yet to see any court exercise such a discretion. The law is the law. It's bigamy the moment, and it's even criminal anyway. Yes, it's 5 years,
even if unintentional.
What's the intentional?
Because I've already started dissolving this just because the last moment, the last part of
you
it,
you should have waited for your decree absolute.
Oh, come on.
Why don't lawyers advise? Do you advise your clients to stay put?
Some of them would just take it for granted. You know, in most cases, a lot of people are in these shoes and nothing happens. It's only when something happens that we get to hear all of this.
I see.
Like, thousands of people get to do this and they get away with it.
These are crazy.
But sometimes you might not get lucky. That's why I said third parties can use it against you.
It's really complicated. But Lagos, we want to bring you in on the conversation because next time you say to somebody, I love you, I want to marry you, you have to think about it.
You know, I was saying to you that there's only one way to bring a marriage under the act to an end. It's divorce in the High Court.
High Court.
Even if you were married for 35 years, separated for 35 years, and there was no divorce at the High Court, and he married another woman under the customary law.
It's invalid.
There was one case like that, if you remember. There was this woman, I don't want to mention the name. There was a family that was all over. That was the first wife was separated for 35 years. But when the man died, what happened? She showed her face. And they're in court. And I doubt it if the second wife. And what is even going to be against the second wife is that she's a lawyer. She should have known. She can't even claim ignorance.
Ignorance is not an excuse in this case. 0700-993-993-993. You could also call if you're a lady, 01-465-71-90. Because you see, we're not leaving any stone unturned today. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Turn off your radio, please.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life. Good morning. Go ahead, please. What's your name, sir?
Okay, good morning. My name is Tony. I just want to make an inquiry from the family lawyer that is in the studio.
Okay.
Okay, so I want to find out if... I'm painting a scenario where in the course of divorce of the first wife, I think maybe there was some foul play by the legal rep because the husband of the wife that is trying to divorce, you know, needs the divorce document, that is the decree nisi and absolute, for some documentation, and find out that after the document was given to him, the documents had, they have not actually been divorced yet. But
the documents are fake? The documents were fake?
Yes, the documents were not genuine.
Okay.
But meanwhile, I'm thinking that they have a valid document, went ahead to conduct another marriage.
So what's your question?
The question is, so he eventually find out that the first marriage was not completely
so what's the question?
The question now is, they have now finally divorced, as in the first marriage was now concluded, as in the divorce was now concluded. But meanwhile, the second marriage was conducted before the conclusion of the first divorce.
They should go back to court and, they should go back to the registry and conduct another one.
And conduct another marriage.
Yes, because the one they did before the conclusion of the divorce, we've just been stating it over and over again here.
It's invalid.
So if it's not absolute, you're not supposed to get married until the divorce is absolutely concluded.
So why do you want to build on a swamp?
So it means you have to go back to the registry and conduct another marriage, which will now be valid in the eyes of the law.
Yes,
right?
I think that will just sort
We're getting to be quack lawyers here. All right, 11:46 on the clock. The phone lines are for you to call us. Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's your name, sir?
I'm a female.
Oh, sorry, ma'am. What's your name, ma'am? Lovely
can
voice.
Anonymous. Can I remember?
Yes, you can. Please,
anonymous.
Go ahead.
Welcome.
Please, I want the lawyer to clarify me. There is an issue. A man got my daughter pregnant. He said he wanted to marry her. Then, when he got her pregnant, he didn't let her know that he has been married before. It was at the process. We now found out, but he denied. Now, after the pregnancy and all that, I took care of everything. He never showed up. He was just showing up on phone. Now, she has put to bed. I took responsible of everything. Now, he's coming for the baby. Please, lawyer, what do I do? Mm. I've gone to the welfare. They summoned him to come when he came. Was saying that he don't have money on him. He want to go and summon his family if they can raise the money. But I borrowed money to save my daughter's life because there was complication when she was giving birth.
Mm-hmm.
So they are asking him, how much are you bringing for the upkeep of the child? He was going this way and that way. But okay, my main worry is the money I borrowed to save my daughter's life. Please, I don't know. What do I do?
All right, great question.
Listen, the lawyer will get to talk to you.
It's a bit complicated.
I know.
Because in the first place, there was no contract between them to...
Before the pregnancy.
And the man and the woman are not married.
He doesn't look like he wants to marry her.
Yes, I think he just wants his child. Yeah. So I think maybe when they get to court, the lady, that is the mother of the child, can now claim for money spent. Part of her claims, but not the woman having
not
the right.
The mother.
There's no privity of contract between the woman and the man.
So you hear your daughter is the one that has to claim.
She can now take him to court and make a claim.
Damages.
Against, yes. Not damages.
Not damages, but
maintenance and money spent.
Money
in the
spent.
Past.
Okay.
So about taking the child, does he have the right to?
He can't take the child. They will have joint custody on the child. Oh, access.
Yeah,
it depends on what he asks for and what the court
limits. Yeah.
Yes, it depends on a lot of factors. You know, so there's no iron and cast rule about it.
So Blackstar says that you look like a gangster lawyer on Facebook. Thank you, Blackstar, here for your message. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Are you there?
All right, you're okay. Not ready. When you're ready, please call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Hello, good morning. All right, the phone line is, like you know, 0700-993-993-993. Or if you're a female, 01465-7190. Good morning.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, yeah. What's your name, sir?
William Anonymous.
Anonymous, welcome.
Yes. Please, I married my brother's wife.
Okay.
And the marriage did not work. So I married him to the church. And the church said that they have the right to come and dissolve because they said that the bishop don't normally honor such marriage, that you marry your brother's wife that is dead. Now I'm married now. So what will I do?
Have you divorced her?
No, but the church said that I should come and dissolve the marriage, that the marriage is invalid, that I should come and do the normal procedure in the church.
Okay.
In the church.
Okay. Because we can't finish this conversation.
Yeah, I wish she could have told us if the court, the certificate that was issued by the church, if it's valid in court. Because, you know, you mentioned something about that there's certain churches that have...
Thank you. Licensed places of worship.
Licensed, yes.
Yes, you have to be licensed to conduct it.
Yeah.
Now, if you get married in a church that doesn't have the license, what you have done is just a church blessing.
Married blessing.
Just a church blessing on the marriage. It doesn't convert it to statutory marriage for all intent and purpose. The only thing you can do is to not go to the registrar and get married.
So he says he's been asked to come back to the church to dissolve it.
The church cannot dissolve that marriage. Okay. If that marriage was conducted under, what's it called?
Statutory.
Yeah, so it's going to be annulled. is a nullity. It's null and void. But it shouldn't have happened in the first place.
In the first instance.
Yeah, so that's why the church is calling Ben back to say the marriage is invalid. You know, when I talked about consanguinity and affinity, I think they fall within it.
Yes, you did mention that very, very well.
So I think what you should be doing is to apply, if it's valid, if that marriage was conducted under the statutory, under the Marriage Act, then they should be going to the High Court to dissolution of that marriage, but nullity of the marriage.
Ha.
All right. Mike from Akuto, we've adjusted that, and I hope it's better now. He was talking about the sound. They were listening to you and copying notes.
But your sound, we'll take one last call because we have just 30 Hello. Seconds. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good What's morning up? To you.
Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from? You have 30 seconds.
This is the calling from Odogbolu.
Go ahead, go ahead.
You see, my brother immediately finished school.
Please turn off your radio. Eze, please turn off your radio.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
go ahead, Eze, quickly.
Yes, you see, immediately my brother come out, graduate from school and do his service. A lady hang up on her and they forced my brother to do a court marriage. And until now, my brother has not got job over 15 years now. And the lady keep on troubling me every day. What will I do? Because that court marriage is like, it's very difficult for you to break it off.
Okay. All right, Eze. Because we don't have time.
Okay.
His brother went to the registry. There's nothing like court marriage. That's the first thing I learned on this show. What should be done? You have 10 seconds.
Well, it's not Eze's problem. It's the brother's problem. If the brother thinks he doesn't want to go ahead with the marriage, he should apply to the High Court in
wherever
state or wherever and get the marriage dissolved.
Okay, Court or High Court alone? Yeah?
High Court.
Alone. Anywhere, wherever you live. Well, we have to let you, we have to go.
Because we have to come back next week.
Yes, we'll continue. Bring all your questions next week.
Lecture.
Well, Olamide Onifade is a family lawyer and a real estate lawyer. Always a pleasure to have her here on Thursdays to answer all your questions. But in the meantime, we want to pack our bags and be going because you see, the problem is that night have come for us.
Yes. We have to go. See you tomorrow.
When did you come?
My name is Mary Anacon, MIMIEYO on Twitter and on Instagram. And of course,
Stretch Original, Stretch Cool, Instagram, Twitter. See you tomorrow.
Bye bye.